You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Hey, and welcome everybody. A terrific Sunday. We're going to get right after it. I'm going to do a lead-in here. We're going to talk about a subject, and I want to thank the good folks at the Supreme Court for go ahead and allowing the NIL, the name, image, and likeness deal, because summer's kind of radio death. There's nothing going on for another month or whatever, and now we got really something to talk about. We're going to get right after it. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have on Big Sean Leary from CEO over at Sports Thread. And we're going to talk about putting your video together for coaches to see. But after that, we're going to have a special guest. He is an agent, and he will help us out by getting right after it. We'll talk about that, the NIL, after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swaim rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised 2 children and now have 2 grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
International Weather Service forecast, tonight clouds and a 20% chance of overnight thunderstorms, 68 northeast winds. A 50% chance Monday as a front clears through, only 85 in northeast winds. Monday night clear and 65, Tuesday sunny and 85.
And welcome back. Sean Leary joins the CEO of Sports Thread. Folks, if you don't have the Sports Thread app, you just are not getting recruited right and marketing yourself right. And Sean's going to talk to us today, a subject near and dear to my heart, putting together audio or videotapes, video. That shows how old I'm getting, but, video of some sort, digital video, whatever you want to call it these days. It changes daily. And Sean, it's important to do it right because so many coaches tell me kids do it wrong.
Oh, absolutely. This is something that can really set you apart when a coach is looking at you, is how you show yourself to the coach on a media asset, a video, so that they can see what you're able to do playing. You know, not every coach is going to be able to come out and watch you play every game. And it is really important that you go out and you get some high-quality video of yourself playing in a game setting or in practice. We'll talk about all the different kinds that you can record to show a coach what you're capable of doing here in a minute. But when you're going out and you're trying to raise your profile and you're trying to get people to, give you a scholarship, when you're trying to get a college coach to take notice of you and give you a scholarship, a lot of the time they're not going to come out and see you play. You may live in a different part of the country. They may be recruiting somebody else that weekend. And they may just want to see a little bit of you before they make the commitment to come out and watch you. At some point, they probably will come and see you play now that COVID is winding down and travel is getting a little bit more, reasonable with all the COVID restrictions. A little while ago, I'd have been talking to everybody about how they can't see you, so you better have video. Now the video is just a really important additional asset to them coming seeing you play in real life. But it is absolutely crucial that you put together a highlight reel that shows a coach what you're capable of doing. When a coach is looking at your highlight reel, they're going to be looking for a whole bunch of things. They're going to be looking for, sports-specific skills. They're going to be looking for body language. They're going to be looking at a variety of different things. So keep in mind that when you pick out your plays and when you put these into a video, you're selling yourself. Right? Like, you're trying to show a college coach why you're a good choice for them to bring onto their team. And it's not the time to be bashful. So you're going to want to get out there and put together a video. Game film is the best. You want to put your very best plays first. You want the very first thing that they see to be something that's going to, grab their eye, whether that's a hustle play, whether that's an athletic play, whether it's a play that is showing that you have, you have a good head on your shoulders. You understand your sport. Maybe it's a smart play. Think through those things. Think about what shows you best as a player. Secondly, when you're cutting your video together, you're going to want to spotlight yourself. If you're a football player, especially because there's a lot of guys on the field, but any footage where you're not the only person in the frame, you're going to want to indicate who you are because the coach doesn't necessarily know it, especially if they haven't been talking to you and you're doing sort of a cold outreach to them, which is what these videos are great for, in addition to just keeping them up to date with how you're progressing. You're going to want to spotlight yourself or highlight yourself on the field so that they can follow you. Another thing that we really see a lot of young athletes make a mistake with is they choose game film that they think is cool, and it's not necessarily what's best for showing who they are as a player. And that also goes for music and edits. The coach is not looking for you to send them a fire video that's really cool. Like, they're doing their job in doing evaluation. They just want to see you play. They just want to see what you're capable of. So when you're picking out what media to include in this video, pick your best plays, pick the plays that show you as a player. Don't waste a bunch of time doing a ton of transitions. Also, do not pick music that is gonna, that there's any way that they may not like it. You want to use just simple music. If you even have music at all, it doesn't even matter if you have it, but just simple music. You don't want lyrics with curse words in it. You don't want anything distracting. The coach is trying to watch your game film. You're not trying to be cool for the coach. Like, you got to keep in mind the audience, right? This isn't putting out an edit on Instagram to show your friends that you're a great basketball player, a great football player, and, you know, have some clout with your friend group. This is a functional tool to show a college that you are capable of playing at their level. So that does not require cool edits. That does not require the latest, you know, song. You want it to be simple, and you want it to be something that does not take away from the intent of the video, which is showing what you're capable of doing. You want to aim for about probably 3 to 6 minutes in length. You want to have some variety of different types of plays in there. You know, just one highlight isn't good enough. You want to show the coach a whole bunch of different things that you're capable of doing and sort of convince them in the video that the first highlight that they see is not the best play you've ever made in your entire life. It's how you play the game all the time. And then the last piece is when you finish your video, put it on your SportsThread profile, and we'll actually help you on the app. We'll help you distribute that out to, you know, hundreds of coaches if you like, through your profile, and that makes it very easy for them to view it. So those are a couple of good things that really can help an athlete stand out with their video and not do it in the wrong way so that they're turning, you know, they're making a coach think that they're a bad choice.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm glad you mentioned that about the so-called mixtapes or whatever. And those are fine if you just want to put those on social media and show your friends and impress a couple girls, you know, whatever. But, yeah, coaches tell us, hey, we just want a quarter, maybe a half, where you're playing pretty much the whole game. We get to see it on basketball, of course, offense and defense, and you're staying in the game, you know, most of it if you're a star kind of player. And, you know, and they want to see warts and all because they feel like if you're editing a whole lot, you know, you're probably hiding some errors or something. You're just standing around or whatnot. In basketball, I know coaches go, we'd really like to see you play man-to-man, and you're covering their best player and that kind of thing. But this is why this subject is so great, Sean. You guys do such a good job of letting kids know. Every sport is vastly different in the way you want to put together something. You know, in football, for instance, you know, most kids just play one way. You know, some play both. But, you know, even if you do play both ways, let's say you pretty much know you're getting recruited as a defensive player and not an offensive player, you want to show just when you're on defense. It doesn't do any good to show both if you're not really. Now, you can let the coach know, look, I play both ways, so he knows why maybe you're a little bit tired in the fourth quarter or something like that. But in reality, you know, baseball, obviously, so different. Your pitchers and track, yeah. Track, you know, and I always wondered about track and golf. I'm like, I think that'd be the easiest recruiting in the world. You don't even have to see them play. You just have to look at their scores, you know, and hopefully that's consistent in college. But, you know, football, basketball, the team sports, those types of things are less individual, and they need to see that. But, yeah, keep away from the hardcore rap videos. If your grandma can't listen to it, the coach you're sending it to certainly won't want to either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just make sure that whatever you're putting out there, as far as the audio goes, that it's not going to take away from what you're trying to convey to the coach. I think you just made a good point, too, in that, you know, if you're more of a defensive guy, if you're basketball, if you're more of a defensive player, and that's why you think that college would want you is because of what you bring to the game on the defensive side, load your video with lots of you showing that skill set. If you're a pitcher and you have a great fastball, you know, show yourself spotting up the fastball. If you're a quarterback and you run the ball well, show yourself doing run plays. This is a sales video, like I said earlier. So you're going to want to pick the skill sets that are going to convince the coach that you can play at their level. You also brought up a very important point, Greg. We're talking about 3 to 6 minute highlight videos now where you're showing some of your better plays. The coaches absolutely also want to see full game video or at least like half of a game. And they want that because the way that you handle yourself in between plays, the way that you handle yourself when you make an error, the way that you handle yourself when you are tired, like all of that stuff translates into being a quality recruit. And the coaches know that on a highlight video, they're not going to see that, and you can edit around it. So the highlight video should be aimed to get a coach's attention, and then you should also have a full game film. Have it be a game where you played well, obviously, but have a full game film ready to go for them also. You know, you can load an entire game onto YouTube and send coach a YouTube link that shows yourself playing in a game, and make sure that you're highlighting yourself. And, you know, another thing, a lot of schools use Huddle. For example, if your school uses Huddle and you play a sport that has that Huddle supports, you know, talk to your coach and get access to your Huddle links, and then you can go in and spotlight yourself. There are other services, for example, Double Take is a good one, where they can help you cut up game film and put out edits and do full game film too. So, you know, find a service that can help you if you need it. There, if you're able to do your own video editing and you can use iMovie or Final Cut or Adobe Premiere, those are a little bit more skilled things. It's worth the investment to pay someone to put something together for you that's quality, because, you know, spending, you know, a little bit of money to have a good recruiting tape is worth it when you think about the value of a scholarship. So a couple thoughts for everybody. We gave you the top things to do when you're doing a highlight video. Put your best plays first. Use a spotlight to highlight yourself. Use film that shows your skills, not your coolest video. The music and the edits don't matter. Don't let them take away from the skill set you're showing the coach. Aim for 3 to 6 minutes in length and put it on Sports Thread so we can help you get it to the coach so they'll look at it. And then have that full-length game film ready to go in your back pocket for if the coach is interested, if they have their interest piqued by your highlight film. When you are getting film recorded of you, if your school doesn't do that for you, or your travel ball team doesn't do that for you, and perhaps you have a mom or a dad or a family friend who can be out at the field and can take a video of you, it's a good thing to go and you can go get a tripod. Like a Manfrotto tripod is a great brand. They sell them at Best Buy. They're about, I think, $70. You can clip your phone right on the top of it, set your phone to a decent resolution, make sure you see the full film or the full field in the scope of the film when your parent is recording the video of you to get a full game film. And then you can go watch that back and pick out the best plays and use those best plays to turn into your highlight video, and then boom, you also have a good quality full game film. And that's if you don't have a more sophisticated filming system going on with your school or with your team, if they provide a service like that. But 99% of people now have a great smartphone with an excellent camera in it. And if you or your family doesn't have one, I'm sure you can find a friend or a family friend who does have a smartphone that's got a solid camera in it. Go get that tripod so you don't have shaky video. Set your phone to record. Turn that resolution settings up in your settings on the phone so that you're getting the highest quality video that you can. Find your best plays. Load it in on YouTube. Make your highlight video. Use SportsThread to send it to coaches. The highlight video, get their interest peaked, and then have that full-length game film loaded in on YouTube or other services so that you're able to show the coach a full game film. And if you put your full game film on YouTube, you can also load that YouTube video right on your SportsThread profile so you can see the highlight video and you can see the full game film right there back-to-back on your profile. And then, of course, like I said, we'll help you get it sent out to the college coaches. But the video is an absolutely crucial asset to helping you show college coach what you're capable of doing on the field and why you'd be a great fit for their program.
And, Sean, the other thing, too, a lot of coaches tell us, and I'm sure they tell you and your staff at SportsThread, is that, you know, hey, we love to watch you play some high school ball, but we also, you know, if you play AAU ball in the summer, if you're basketball, 7-on-7 has become the AAU of football, which is huge. See your skill set, that type of thing. Softball, baseball, you know, they're traveling. and you're playing against a higher level of competition. Instead of you being the stud out on the floor, clearly of the 10 folks out on the floor, now you're playing against other folks who are always the stud on their high school team too. And that's college, future college players. They want to see you play against future college players, maybe a known quantity they already know, that type of thing. Maybe a little brother or somebody they signed or sister or whatever. And that is absolutely huge. So a combination of that doesn't hurt either. And I know on your website and your app, a lot of folks have their huddle, their YouTube video posted as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. You want to explain to a coach why the level of performance that they're seeing would translate into a college game. There are different levels everywhere, of course, and the coach knows that you're sending it to. So if you're playing like a national tournament, or you're playing a ranked opponent, or you're playing, you're going one-on-one in basketball with a kid that's got a bit of a name, that's going to make them more interested in watching it, because they're going to be able to say, okay, they're playing well, but they're also playing well in a tough environment. So when you send them that video, you're going to want to put just a little note that says, you know, hey coach, here's my highlight video. This is me going up against so-and-so or in such and such a tournament. The team that we're playing against is ranked, or, you know, there are some notable players on this team. Tell them why the performance that they're seeing would translate into being a good college athlete.
Yeah, Bob Huggins once told me when I first started, he said, you know, I'd rather see a kid score 10 in a high-level AAU game than score 40 against Casper the Ghost. So it kind of works out that way.
No doubt about it. All coaches know there's a gap between the high school game and the college game. So the closer you can show them that you are to the college game, the more they're going to place value on your film.
Sean Leary, always great talk to you. There's a virtual library now, an actual library, really, audio library of everything we talk about each week. Gosh, we've got, what, about 20 of these in the can now. And you get them anywhere you can get your podcasts. Just type in Sports Thread and they'll pop up. Of course, you can get them on the website and the app too. And, you know, for somebody, I always assume there's always somebody listening who has never listened to the show before. If you don't know about Sports Thread, you don't know about recruiting these days. They are top of the line. They're state of the art. You need to go to sportsthread.com and download the app, or you can download it at Google Play or Apple Play or one of those. And it's crucial. And I know here in 3 weeks we have our big summer event, and there's going to be coaches that don't have to pay for those $500 for paper packets that don't do them much good sometimes. And now they can look at the team and they can click the player's name that's doing really well. And hopefully he set up a profile or she set up a profile, and they can start recruiting that kid right away based on maybe 10 minutes of watching him in one of our tournaments.
Absolutely right. No doubt about it. We're excited for your event, Greg. And like you said, lots of great info out there on the podcast and on your site. So go check them out. Go listen to them. There's no particular order. But each one has very important things that can help you stand out as a recruit.
All right, buddy. Have a great week, and tell everybody out in Denver hello.
Will do, Greg. Thanks so much.
All right. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. We'll take a break here from some of our other great sponsors, and we're going to be back. Special guest. We're going to talk NIL with a guy who, you know, is like, there's a lot of folks that's new to, but if you're an agent, it's not quite as new to you. And I'm excited. This is a guest that we worked on last week, talked a little bit about it, and Brad's going to join us here in just a little bit. But going to talk to Brad here a little bit. Good stuff. And we'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer To learn the game, lead a team, and run the show, your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans. Is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
And welcome back. Excited to bring on our next guest. First time on, we'll say NIL agent here, because if you are a high school athlete who wants to play college ball, and you know, maybe you're a big time athlete and you're going to get your hopefully NIL when you go to college, or you're already in college and you need somebody. First of all, you need to know the rules, and the rules seem to be not concrete yet. And so we're going to talk about that. Brad Blevins joins us. And Brad, first of all, let's talk a little bit about your organization, College Athletes Professional Services Group, LLC, and what you can do for athletes.
Sure. Yeah. So my background, I'm actually an Ohio licensed attorney as well. My day job, I work for the Air Force. There's a mandatory disclaimer here. There's no federal endorsement.
Are you in Dayton by any chance?
I'm in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you, I mean, when you are living your regular life, you live in Ohio, you said, right? So,
So I'm from Ohio.
Oh, from Ohio.
In Bob Stoops country in Youngstown, Ohio.
Gotcha.
I started my career down in Dayton at Wright-Patt.
Yeah, my dad was at Wright-Patt my first 5 years of life, 1962 to 67. So,
okay.
While he was getting his PhD in aeronautical engineering from Ohio State, driving back and forth to Columbus every day. So we may have passed the same places.
Sure. So, my day job then, I work for the Air Force. One of my biggest clients is actually the world-class athlete program. And so what they do is they allow officers, airmen to essentially be assigned for their first couple of years to train for the Olympics if they're at that elite level. And so part of my job over the past couple of years has been to represent those athletes working with team sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, things like that, to protect their name, image, and likeness. Because there are very specific rules when you're in the military, what you can and can't do, what you can and can't endorse, and things like that. And so when this sprung out, trying to see where name, image, likeness was going to go for college athletes, seeing some state laws passed, I went and asked permission to go ahead and open a side business, kind of unrelated to the Air Force work, and register as an agent to see if I could use some of that experience to help out athletes.
Well, that's outstanding. And I didn't know your total background. Obviously, got to know you on social media, and you got a good Twitter page there. You got started. And so College Athletes Professional Services Group, LLC, the name of the company, but you're also an NIL agent. Not in every state yet. You wanted me to make sure to let folks know that, and hopefully you will soon enough. But I had some questions, and I'm going to let folks know they can text us on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line at 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316 on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. If you got questions, comments for our guest, Brad Blevins. And Brad, first of all, this Miami situation, crazy, crazy, crazy. An alum who's got more money than sense, although, you gauge how much sense he has. Maybe he's smart as a fox. I don't know. But he's going to give $6,000 to every one of the 85 scholarship players for the Miami Hurricanes. Done deal, I guess. He's going to do it every single month for a year plus or however long it lasts. I mean, and it sounds like Brett Emmert over at the NCAA is kind of, from his rhetoric, like, you know what, we're going to have very limited, stuff on that. We're not going to do much on this one. We're not going to, it's not academics. It's not, some of the things the NCAA swears by. It sounds like the Wild West, and it sounds like the rich are going to get richer. And if you're in a place like Miami, or you're in a place like Alabama, or you're in a place like, Columbus, Ohio, the Buckeyes, and I'm a multi. Too bad Boone Pickens isn't still alive. I mean, he could throw out, a lot more than that to guys. But, there are no rules in this. I mean, where do you see this going?
That's a great question. I mean, the rules that are in place are so scattered. You mentioned, T. Boone Pickens, down in your neck of the woods, and you talk about boosters, right? So Oklahoma's, state-specific law, their university policies at Oklahoma and Oklahoma State there prohibit booster involvement. But then you go to some other states, and they have policies at their university talking about how boosters can pay athletes. So the Wild West is definitely an appropriate analogy. Because it really is different in every state, and that's why, it's so important. The pitch that I'm giving athletes is really just vet your agents, vet your employees, find somebody to help you, do your research like you did, when you picked your school, because if you don't, you're going to wind up finding yourself ineligible, and you're not going to make any money if you can't play on the field or on the court.
Well, I have 2 degrees from Oklahoma State, so I have no huge love for the University of Oklahoma. But if I'm a recruit and I can go anywhere, and I want to stay relatively close to home, or let's say my son, although they're older now, one of my sons is the number one quarterback in the country. Well, Oklahoma's turned out 3 Heisman Trophy winners in a short amount of time. I'm thinking about, him going there if he wants to make some money, because Spencer Rattler's already got his logo set up, his brand, he's signed with a company, he's going to get I don't know, 10-15% of all these T-shirt sales, should make $1 million or so. I mean, why wouldn't you go to the University of Oklahoma instead of, you know, the University of Tulsa?
Well, so, I think if you're that caliber of athlete, so say Spencer Rattler, right, say he went to Tulsa, I think he's going to get those deals no matter where he goes. I think if you're at that level of an athlete, you know, I think about over the last several years, Zion Williamson, you know, the Trevor Lawrences of the world. If you're there, I don't think it matters where you go. If you have that name recognition already, you know, I think about Master P's son that signed that $2 million deal right away. I mean, if you have that name, I don't think it matters. But if you don't and you're an elite-level quarterback and you're picking, yeah, I mean, I think the brand is certainly going to matter. And I think, you know, you referenced that article already. You know, I think it's going to be a race to the bottom. I think athletes are going to have to start thinking about where what state, what schools have the most flexible policy so they can maximize their NIL revenue.
And, you know, some people say, well, you know, we did do another show during the week and podcast people ask about, you know, well, you know, the rich are going to get richer and, you know, the poor are going to get poorer because they're not going to sneak up on a player. Any, you know, every kid thinks they're going to the NFL or the NBA anyway. So they're going to go where they can best do that. They always have. But now they're going to go where they can make money right away. And, you know, I just don't see very many players at the University of Tulsa making anywhere near the kind of money maybe the top 10 or 15 football players in Oklahoma will be just because of the booster factor. You agree?
No, I think that's certainly true. And it is sad to see that. I do think, you know, some of the decentralization that, you know, seems to be coming, it's, I don't want to say it's inevitable, but, you know, it seems certainly like that's the case.
Brad Blevins joins us, College Athletes Professional Services Group, LLC, and you can follow him on Twitter, The Caps Group, LLC, CAPS, The Caps Group, LLC, and just got that going not too long ago. Matter of fact, this month, and so hopefully you'll pick up a ton of Twitter followers this week when we load the recording here a little bit later on and put the link out on Twitter. Hopefully they'll just click your link. But one thing that I'm really concerned about, and this goes back, gosh, late 80s into 1990, I got my master's at Oklahoma State in sports geography, believe it or not. And the father of sports geography, Dr. John Rooney, is an Oklahoma State emeritus professor. And he, at that time, wrote a book and said, in the future, you know, football and basketball that make all the revenue and support all the other teams, and in most cases at most universities, they're going to get tired of giving up all that revenue. They're going to want to keep it. And now I'm not sure, you know, that they could break away from the NCAA. The NCAA just seems to be losing their teeth over the years on a lot of dumb issues, but this one, I don't see how there's any way they could survive much longer as is. Do you agree on something like that?
No, I agree completely. I think, you know, there's talk about, you know, a football czar. Mike Krzyzewski, I think, was talking a while ago about a, you know, a college basketball commissioner. Like I said, I think that decentralizing is almost inevitable at this point. You look at, you know, the Alston case, which was huge for educational benefits to be provided, and now you factor in NIL. Again, you know, going back to that, I think it was a CBS article, CBS Sports article from today, talking about how, you know, these rules are kind of the spine of the NCAA, and now we're just taking them away. So, yeah, I think it's, like I said, I think it's inevitable.
And one thing I think about, when I first heard about it, I've never really been for this. I want it for the athletes, but I guess I'm a bit of a purist since I'm a little bit older. I want the illusion of it being, you know, pure, you know, guys that just want to go to college and get their degree while they're playing football. And, you know, that's a very outdated mode, obviously. It's not true. Most of us know this. Those of us who follow recruiting very closely and deal with players and their parents have known it a very, very long time. I've sat in a car dealership several times when athletes' brothers or cousins or whatever came in and picked out a car, and I knew darn well who the car was for. So, been there, done that, and that illusion has not existed for me in a very long time. So, in a way, maybe we're just bringing above board now what's always been, you know, hidden and things like that. You know, when a basketball player at Kansas is driving an H2, you know, and he comes from inner city Kansas City, you know, stuff like that. I think it's great these guys get this money, but here's where the problem lies. Maybe less so than before. You know, it used to be, who's going to tell on this kid? It's going to be a kid who's his backup who didn't get anything. That's who's going to tell when the NCAA comes calling, and that's usually what happens. In this case, I mean, there's no rules being violated, so maybe all this is actually a very good thing.
I think it's a fantastic thing. Obviously, I have a, you know, a business interest in it being, you know, for the better. But, I mean, to me, it's about equity, right? So, I mean, you look at a kid like, again, like I go back to Zion Williamson. He had millions of followers on social media, you know, as a junior and a senior in high school, and he couldn't do anything with it. Whereas, you know, if you take somebody else who, I think I saw an analogy to somebody on the debate team that happened to get, you know, an acting job. You have that big of a social media following. There's nothing stopping that debate team member from going out and showing up in a movie or taking a public appearance role or something like that. So, I mean, I think it really is it's fair now. I think it puts the athletes on the same level as any other college student who can monetize their social influence. I think you see the athletes that are showing up in fancy cars, and yeah, it kind of brings it above board. But I also think you have athletes like, I think it was Dear King out at Florida State there, you know, and the quarterback out at Pitt, I forget his name, but you see their deals. They're entering deals that are benefiting their offensive linemen too. And so it's. I think you're going to have some folks that may be jealous, the haves, the have-nots, but then you're also going to see where, you know, athletes with true leadership qualities really try to take care of their own as well.
We'll have a couple of texts here I'm going to get to here in just a second. You can text us on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316. And I was going to ask you, I had... I think this was that first day, maybe July 1st, when this all first came down, and there was a company, an apparel company that I was going to work with, but the reason I found out about them is because they had a big promo that they had just made a deal with this kid who was a 2022, one of the top defensive linemen in the country who had already committed to the University of Wisconsin. Committed. He hadn't even played a senior year yet. He's a 2022 graduate. How is that legal? And I don't think it is, because about 2 days later, they just disappeared off the face of the earth. All their social media deals disappeared. The kid was talking to me about something, because we were going to have him and them on the show, and he said, I don't even know where they're at. Yeah, this is a kid from the East Coast. I mean, he goes, I don't even know them. They just came to me and we're going to give me this apparel deal, and I was going to get a percentage of the sales, kind of like the deal that Spencer Rattler has. But can you do this for high school kids? Wouldn't that make you ineligible both for the NCAA, but maybe your senior year in high school as well?
It depends on the state. I have since seen a few states come out and say that you can do it, you can monetize, but for the most part, it's a hard no. So it really depends on where you are. A lot of states are coming out. I know the Ohio High School Athletic Association, you know, published some things. I think Florida did the same, advising prospective student athletes that they cannot do this, or you forfeit your senior year of eligibility, or however much eligibility you have left in high school. And that, I mean, that's a huge thing. Is you're talking, you know, recruiting earlier. That's the difference. You know, if you're on the cusp of a mid-major, maybe at a Power 5 school, and now you lose your senior year of eligibility, and that could make millions of dollars of difference down the line with your career. So, I mean, I just think it's huge, and I can't stress this enough. You know, hire an advisor. Find somebody. If it's me, great. If it's somebody else, fantastic. But if they're not preaching that you need to do your research, do your due diligence, find somebody you trust, and move forward that way. If they're not advising caution right now, I don't think they're in it for your best interest.
Yeah, and that's one thing we were going to do kind of as a service here, maybe about half an hour after the show, we'll set up the recording of the this live show. And so we'll link it out there on social media, and we'll put a link to your social media so folks can find out. So if you do have some interest in this, maybe you are a high school athlete that's getting recruited by everybody, and you're already a big name in your state and that kind of thing, you can possibly, depending on your state association's rules, you might be able to make a little money your senior year or junior year, whatever. And I always go back to LeBron James. I mean, in the eighth grade, Sonny Vaccaro told me he was going to be the next Michael Jordan, and he was trying to get him for Adidas. Of course, he built the monster that is Nike basketball, and he was trying to compete against them. And he said, well, guys, we got to get him, and Nike outbid him. But before that, his mother got an H2 Hummer with all the latest stereo equipment and things like that in the state of Ohio, by the way. So, you know, those things have been going on for a very, very long time. I would imagine Lou Alcindor, later Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, got a little something out of Power Memorial in Philly to go out west. But, now it's legal. I mean, it's almost like, you know, murder is legal. What used to be murder is legal now, you know.
It really depends. So, like I said, there's so many differences. Like I said, we were talking earlier about marks, trademarks in state of Oklahoma, right? So, Spencer Rattler can't use that Oklahoma logo, but you know, you just saw those kids out in Michigan. I'm not sure if you saw this just today or yesterday, sign a jersey deal with their official licensee, the exclusive, I believe, jersey distributor for the University of Michigan's football team. And they went out and signed deals with individual athletes on the football team. So you can go now to their site and buy Michigan jerseys with individual players' names on the back. So it just depends where you are. And like I said, it is kind of the Wild West. But every single state, every single school has a different interpretation, different policies that you have to work with.
Have a couple questions here from the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. I'll ask you, Brad. Spencer Rattler, won't he be taking some income away from OU Athletics as far as T-shirt sales?
I certainly think it's possible. It depends where the fan base's allegiances are. You know, do they want that OU block, you know, that symbol on their shirt?
We call it the paper clips here in Stillwater.
Okay. So that's something I'm not familiar with. Do they want the paper clips on their shirt, or do they want the Spencer Rattler with, I think he has a snake, you know, as part of his trademark?
Right.
Or do they want that? And again, I think, you know, maybe down the line, because you're talking about the race to the bottom, maybe that becomes a disadvantage in the recruiting landscape and some things shift to where, you know, an OU licensee goes out and contacts Spencer Rattler's, I think he's with Lee Steinberg, who's one of the, you know, the legendary agents of the world, and says, hey, we want to license Spencer's trademark and marry these two on a T-shirt. So it may happen in the future.
That second day, I think it'll be July 2nd, there's a, and forgive me, I'm 59 years old, so I don't know all the rappers out there, but there's a son of a rapper who's committed, I think he still has a year in college or high school left, but he's committed to a historically black college, and he was recruited by virtually everybody, and I think he got a $1.8 million deal. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I think that was Master P's son that I mentioned a little earlier.
Okay.
A $2 million deal that went to a smaller school. I think it really just depends who you are, and that was kind of my point earlier was, Maybe you're not, if you're those elite level athletes, and I don't know that it matters where you're going to school, because I think the money will find you if you have that type of following.
And once again, it appears like the NCAA is going to take a hands-off approach on this deal. So I guess if, I inherited $20 million tomorrow and wanted to be a big-time alumni for my university, I could go out and basically buy players. Now, legally, I just say, hey, we'll set you up something and we'll pay you. And instead of those, you know, summer jobs where they get paid to watch water sprinklers work.
Again, it depends on how you set yourself up too, right? So if you're, again, in the state of Oklahoma at Oklahoma State and at Oklahoma, boosters are a huge no-go. So say you set yourself up as an entity and you're going to be, your sole purpose is to direct money towards or to donate to the program, to improve the program, things like that, boosters are a hard no in Oklahoma.
And I would imagine, just like Al Capone wanted to thank the country for going to Prohibition in 1920, you may be, you know, a very, very wealthy man here in a couple of years representing some great athletes, and you want to thank the Supreme Court for okaying this deal, right?
So the Supreme Court decision was a little bit different. That was more educational benefits, not necessarily NIL related. The Supreme Court decision is actually going to be a huge impact for athletes as well, by taking kind of the lid off of what a university can and can't offer to students. So I think you're going to start seeing huge value scholarships in addition to the, you know, the 4 years that a student would normally get. You know, educational expenses are relatively undefined in that Supreme Court decision. And so, you know, they talk about in the case, a no Lamborghini rule, but I honestly think if there was a student athlete in need who had to live off campus because of some type of, you know, family health issue or something like that, who had to commute an hour out of the way, I think you could really reasonably get to, you know, a car being an educational benefit provided to the student athlete as part of the scholarship.
Well, needless to say, with the NIL, with the transfer portal, with guys being able to play right away, college sports has changed dramatically here in just a few years, hadn't it?
It has. It has quite a bit. I'd like to think for the better. I think you're going to see a lot of black small business owners, of female small business owners. I think you're going to see a lot of catching up to, you know, to where things probably should have been for a long time. So I think the change is a positive one.
Well, once again, those of you who follow us on Twitter, and, you know, what, 54,000 of you is good, I guess. We'll get Brad's information out there for you here in the next hour or less, and you can go directly to his website at thecapsgroup.com, thecapsgroup, C-A-P-S, thecapsgroup.com, and, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at thecapsgroup, LLC, and we'll get all that information out there for you so you don't have to remember to write it down. But, Brad, appreciate your joining us. And hopefully we can have you on here a little bit later and talk, because things change daily, it seems like, on this NIL deal.
It is changing very quickly, and I'd love to come back and chat with you again. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, my man. Good to know somebody else from Dayton, because I was awfully young when I lived there. We lived in Huber Heights, which at that time was just a neighborhood. Now I think it's an entire town of its own or suburb of Dayton. But good stuff, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you. And I want to thank our great sponsors as well. And we'll let you hear from them, and we'll come back and wrap up the show after these messages.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide.
Upload all your stats to the app. Get exposure to college coaches. Get clout. And get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat. It's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
And that's just about going to do it. Want to thank our guest, Mr. Blevins, NIL agent. That's a guy that you're going to want to get hold of if you're interested in your name, image, and likeness being represented. I mean, he'll talk to you for nothing, you know, kind of give you some ideas and stuff. But if you do go that way, obviously he's got as much experience as just about anybody out there. Because it is a very, very new deal. And also want to thank Sean Leary, of course, and, of course, Bill Van Ness for keeping us on the air and producing the show. Always good stuff. Look forward to talking with you next week, folks. Have a great week.
Somewhere beyond the sea. Stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.